Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. And you were dancing there.
Sure.
But I was just explaining why you were like, duh.
I don't know. Gotta keep things exciting.
This is true. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm fine.
Yeah. We are recording on Sunday. Are you having a good Sunday?
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a nerd thing this week?
Well, we were away last week and we went to a little film festival. Yeah. That was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. I'm playing some Resident Evil this weekend.
Yeah, started yesterday. Seven? Resident Evil 7?
Seven, yeah.
It was scary.
It's pretty good. Like, they went through kind of a soft reboot, as Resident Evil tends to do, because the plot's kind of weird. This one just draws heavily from Texas Chainsaw Massacre and a little bit of Evil Dead as well.
I got Evil Dead. In fact, I was playing the Evil Dead musical for you.
Yeah. so far so good. It's definitely my favorite Resident Evil game I've ever played. I'm not the hugest fan of the franchise. A lot of people really liked Resident Evil 4, which was also kind of a soft reboot. I think that's like one of the most overrated games of all time.
Okay.
This one's good though.
Okay. You love 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were going to play 8 and then realized you hadn't played 7, so went back and started 7. Yeah.
And those two are related in plot enough that when you go to start 8, it says, "Would you like a recap of 7?
And you were like, "Nope, I will just go play it."
Yeah.
That's a good nerd thing. What's my nerd thing? I guess just, you know, we went to the film festival and we watched some good movies. It's a Canadian themed film festival. And
it's like almost like a Canadian themed podcast.
Almost.
I don't know.
Yeah, so that was pretty good. Like, that was really good. I always enjoy doing that. We do it every year. They've been doing it for, what did they say, 18 years? And we've been to 17 of them.
Yeah, we just didn't go to the first one.
Yep. So like that was really good. And then my first semester ended and my second semester started. So that's what I'm doing. What are you drinking?
You just made me a nice little gin cocktail with some sparkling water and delicious lemon.
Yeah, it's the lemon stuff in it. Yeah. And I'm drinking a hard peach iced tea.
Ooh, it's so good.
It is so good.
I'm kind of jealous.
There are more in the fridge.
I just like peach flavored things.
No, this is true. Peach stuff is delicious, so that makes sense. We had a show drop and we watched it.
We did all 8 episodes.
Yeah, so let's just do like usual, spoiler free. Normally we do the latest episode, but they dropped all 8. So, spoiler free gut reaction to Wonder Man.
Wonder Man.
What did you think?
It was awesome.
I loved this.
Like surprising is the wrong word because I was actually excited for this when they started talking about what it was. Because, like, when I first heard of Wonder Man, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was like, they're going to make a TV show that's like Captain America again or something.
Like, and I never heard of the character. No. I was never super major into comics, but, like, I had heard of a lot of different things.
Right.
Never heard of Wonder Man. And so the show is a lot different than his comic book stuff, but the whole thing is just great. It's fun.
Oh, such a great tone to it, and I thought it was, like, shot really well, and just, I really enjoyed it.
And despite them, Disney dropping it for a binge watch, I think they've been advertising it fairly well.
Well for a binge watch. Like, the other one they did this for was Echo, and they swept that under the rug.
Yeah.
And I liked Echo.
Echo was fine. I liked this better. This is way better. Like, yeah.
I liked Echo, but I like this better.
This is one of the better Disney Plus shows in general.
And I'm not just saying this because I adore Ben Kingsley. Ben Kingsley.
I mean, he's one of the good parts, but like the two leads, like, they have good chemistry and it really works. Mm-hmm. Like the whole thing, it just works. So. Yeah,
I'm a big, big fan. But let's see. Do you have a better know a listener?
I do. I was trying to go through a bunch of things, but we had a shocking number of listeners from this little Canadian city this week.
Yay, Canada.
Like, a shocking number.
Really?
Like, higher than you would guess.
Really? What little Canadian city?
Well, it's Sarnia.
Okay. I know where Sarnia is.
Into Ontario, which is, it's actually the largest city on Lake Huron.
I did not know that, though.
It's a fun fact. It's kind of an industrial city.
Right.
And that's mostly what it's known for. It's got a bunch of parks, but I don't know. I guess it's just to keep all the workers happy while they're working in all the manufacturing and chemical places.
Wait, why do we have so many listeners from Sarnia? Not that I'm complaining, but just like that's interesting.
I'm not sure. But there are. The only reason I know of Sarnia is because they have a junior hockey team, the Sarnia Sting.
Oh, okay.
So I've heard of that a lot. They actually have, like, a lot of people come from Sarnia. A lot of hockey players, as you would suspect, in that kind of...
Wait, did the people from Heated Rivalry come from there?
No. Ah. No. but there's one that... person that comes from Sarnia that you might really know.
Okay.
Chris Hadfield.
Came from Sarnia.
Is from Sarnia.
Really?
Yeah.
He is a national treasure.
He is. So that's pretty cool. I think that was my favorite. There's so many that they actually have an alphabetical list on Wikipedia.
Wow.
Where you have to kind of dig through. yeah. Quite a few. Huh. Speaking of astronauts... Neil Armstrong also came from Sarnia, but not that Neil Armstrong. He was a former NHL linesman.
Oh.
And he's in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Really?
But he's named Neil Armstrong.
That's bizarre.
It is kind of weird. I thought that was kind of funny.
You know what sucks? To be so famous that you end up in the Hockey Hall of Fame and people are still like, oh, but you're not that
Neil Armstrong. You're not that Neil Armstrong. yeah, so there you go. Sarnia.
Interesting.
Apparently we're very popular in Sarnia.
Or is it like one family that's listening to a lot of episodes?
I guess, but they're doing overtime to...
Can you tell me how many?
Was over 60 listens from Sarnia in 1 week.
Oh, okay. Hi, Sarnia. Say hi to us, please, so because I'm very, very curious about this. And, interesting.
And is there any other cool people from Sarnia that I missed?
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge list, and...
Okay, so, like, I'm from this really...
Oh, here's a good one.
Oh, okay.
James Doohan. He was Scotty on Star Trek.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't even know he was Canadian.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, wow.
He was one of my favorite characters on the original Star Trek.
Yeah, Scotty's so awesome. I wasn't, like, a massive Star Trek fan, but I still know Scotty's awesome. I guess, like, what I'm saying is I'm from this little tiny town in the middle of nowhere, Alberta, and we have a big welcome to sign. It says home of Nickelback.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would be on your sign? Would it be Chris Hadfield? Would it be like...
I would say, I would hope so.
Mm-hmm. But, like, message us and tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a city, so it probably doesn't.
Well, no, but what would be on their sign? Like, what are we, like, if we have that many people from there... Is it because, I mean, Chris Hadfield, notwithstanding, or Scotty, is it because of the hockey team where so many famous people are from, or?
Well, just that
proximity.
That area of Ontario just generates a lot of hockey players.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's Ontario, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, hi, people from
Sarnia,
Ontario.
I do like the hockey team name, Sarnia Sting.
That is a good one. I'm a fan of alliterative.
Yeah. It's good.
That's really cool. And like
not plural, because a lot of sports teams are always plural.
That's true.
It's one of the ones that's not plural. Yeah.
That is very true, isn't it? Like, I'm going through teams now, and I can't think of other.
Oh, it's a common trivia question. It's like, what NHL teams don't have a plural? And it's like the Minnesota Wild, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Lightning.
Now the Utah Mammoth, stuff like that. Yeah, like.
But not very many.
There's not very many. Yeah, most of them are pluralized.
All the Canadian ones are plural.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Hi, Sarnia. Thanks for listening. let's head to the news.
Okay.
Disney A News Update. Okay, a bunch of random news. We missed a couple weeks, so I'm not going to go over everything, but some of the standout things. There was released a from the Orange County Healthcare Agency. Information came out that there was a possible measles exposure that hit Disneyland.
Ugh.
So
get your vaccines.
Yes, and the LA International Airport as well. Louise. So I just wanted to like update everyone on those dates, okay? Because like everyone's sharing this and everything.
I have nothing nice to say about measles being in the news.
Isn't that crazy? All right, so the LAX's Tom Bradley International Terminal on January 26th through January 27th. It was, like, late at night on the 26th through the 27th. They're trying to, like, pinpoint the time. The same individual later visited locations at the Disneyland Resort while infectious on January 28th. The cited potential exposure windows include Goofy's Kitchen at this Disneyland hotel. They were there for lunch from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., like brunch, I guess. Disneyland Park and DCA Adventure Park from 12:30 p.m. until closing. And that was it for Disneyland. There's other places in the area.
Yeah, I would basically say if you were in the area during that time, maybe look it up for yourself rather than
I'm not going to read over everything, but like just those dates specifically, you might want to go to the doctor.
Because measles is serious business, which is why we vaccinated and eradicated it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be gone. Yep. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. So if you were at Disneyland, and especially Goofy's Kitchen, is what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might have had some...
exposure.
Dessert pizza with a little extra on it.
But the peanut butter pizza is so good.
Well, you know where you're not going to catch measles very soon. I don't know if you know this, but the longtime shuttle... company, the ART Transit, is shutting down.
I heard something about this. Yes, I don't know when that's going to happen.
We've never used it. But I did see the buses roaming around, and
I know on like the forums and boards and stuff that I go on for Disney stuff. That's a lot of people specifically book hotels on the route.
Yeah, it's a very common way to get to the resort from hotels that are close but not within walking distance.
Yes, or people with kids or stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a stop right outside of where we have stayed many times, and I'm pretty sure it would be quicker to walk than wait for the shuttle and get it to go around the corner. Anyway, but we never used it.
But there was a stop there.
That's too bad. Like it really is. There should be better ways to get transit though. If they ever get the SkyTram that's going to go down Catella.
Yeah,
allegedly that they're building for maybe for the Olympics. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know.
The other thing for that is it was everyone's answer because they used to have shuttles going back and forth from airports to the park and like to areas and things, and they don't anymore. And everyone's like, well, you use the ART bus instead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, now you have nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In other not great, well, let's just do all the not good news to begin with. We lost a celebrity that bothered me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
And is Canadian.
Canadian,
yeah.
Came to fame from SCTV, Second City
that's
Television.
True, yeah.
Very Canadian.
Absolutely.
Comedy troupe, kind of like Saturday Night Live.
Yes, I was going to say, yeah. A lot of really famous Canadian comedians got their start there. There was this big group that went through at the same time.
Yeah, you Steve Martin's, your John Candy's, those sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catherine Hara passed away this last week. Not very old either. She was in her 70s, like 71 something.
Just 71, yeah.
Like, yeah.
And just was recently in the studio. It was like a pretty major part.
And was amazing in it.
Just sudden illness and passed away. That's very sad.
Very sad, very surprising. Also like important to Disney. Had a lot of important Disney roles too. Everyone knows her, of course, from Home Alone.
Right, which is Disney Now.
but I was pointing out that she is the voice of Sally in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Which I knew, but I also didn't know.
Yeah, and does like other voices as well. Like she's whatever the female trick-or-treater is. I think that one's Locke is the female. Anyway, she does her voice too and has done other voices. But Sally is like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So anyway, that was sad. Do we have any more sad, bad news while we're talking measles and canceling transportation? And I mean, other than, yeah.
I mean, not that sad, but there is a lot of construction going on at Disneyland right now. Rise of the Resistance is down.
That's right.
For a pretty lengthy refurbishment. Yes.
And this is the first down that it's been since it opened.
Yeah, the first major refurbishment. It's closed. There's walls up. There's no return date. Nope. So
who knows?
That's kind of rough. Yeah. It's kind of rough.
Especially during the 70th. I mean, I get there's always something going on, but like, that's rough to not even have a return date.
And they have quite a few things down. I think Small World's going down again.
Small World is just down for a little bit because they hadn't taken down the holiday stuff yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's not so bad.
It was a scheduled one. Yeah, that one was scheduled. What's interesting though, going back to the Rise of the Resistance, as I don't know if this is all the time, but I was watching Fresh Baked and they actually have the outdoor queue open so you can like go in there and have like a seat.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, especially like the part where it has like the stonework, not the, you know, extended queue that's just the
not
ropes.
The caves, but the outside.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's good. There is some seating in Galaxy's Edge, but
yeah,
well, not any in the sequel trilogy area. That's
right. So a lot of people were like, "Oh my goodness, they're closing this to like update it to the new." And they're like, "No, they're not.
No,
they're not.
No, they're not. They're not changing. It's been out since before COVID, yep. So
it's time.
It's a complicated ride, so they need to fix some
stuff.
Yeah,
and I was like, it's too bad for the 70th, but they want it up and running and working and all good for Star Wars time.
Yeah.
For all the Star Wars nights. And
May and whatnot.
Well, end of April when they do all the changes to Galaxy's Edge, I'm sure.
And, well, speaking of complicated rides that need refurbishment, they actually did fix something on Indiana Jones.
I was gonna Sugui, you beat me to it. Good job. Yes, something that has been down for so long. The bridge, like the rope bridge in the Indiana Jones, like you would go on it for years now, and the Jeep would stop just start going again
for no reason. And it's even weirder when they're not synced up properly, because like you have the head-on collision at that point as well. But if the cars aren't being launched consecutively, then that is also not present.
Right.
So then you just stop for no reason. You're like, oh, nice bridge, and keep going.
Yeah.
What's supposed to happen there is there's supposed to be an illusion where your car kind of drops a little bit.
Yeah, and the fire comes up
and
at the same
rope
time.
And the ropes on the bridge, because it's a rope bridge, kind of look like they're tearing.
Yeah.
They finally fixed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
like literally years.
Oh yeah. Like.
Have you even been on it when it was?
Maybe in 2008, I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I remember it happening, but I was trying to pinpoint
I don't know.
When it would have been. So, like, maybe 2008. Like,
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. So, anyway, that's really good that they
fixed
something.
It's exciting, yeah, it's exciting.
And I thought for sure that was one thing that was just, like, a write-off. It was just not going to work anymore. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like the water effect with the in the same ride in Indiana Jones,
yep.
When you first go into the chamber after you've looked at the eye and the big face has a laser that shoots off. There used to be a water effect with that, like it would, as if it was melting something.
Oh yeah.
As you were coming in. Now it's just kind of like a puff of smoke.
Right.
Which is fine, but it used to be a lot cooler. They haven't done that even in longer, I think, but
yeah. And they changed like they quote unquote fixed the beginning part where like you're supposed to like decide what you're wishing for and things, and they have updated it so something at least does change and have an effect now, but it definitely isn't what it was when it started.
Yeah, it was like a turntable and stuff.
Yeah.
and
you like the door like,
yeah, it does it,
no.
It don't do that no more, but
no,
that's,
but at least
that's
it's
fine.
It's, yeah, at least it's still
it's a projection
sense.
Turntable, which is fine.
Yeah,
like you got
it works.
You do what you do. Yeah,
yeah. So anyway, that's exciting. Other exciting stuff, Lunar New Year is in full swing. We never did the menu. I'm not going to do it now either. Just there's not a lot of new things at the booths, but there's lots of new things at some of the, like the non-booth participants, like Smoke Jumpers and even Pim's Test Kitchen, things like that are participating in Lunar New Year.
Yeah, and Lamplight Lounge, things like
that. Lamplight Lounge, yeah. And pretty good feedback on a lot of those options.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, merch and things like that. Horace Horse Collar is the mascot because it is the year of the horse. And I don't think this is the first time he's appeared, but he's, like, it's been many, many, many years since he's appeared. And, of course, updated and everything. So you can meet him. You can also meet Panda May. That's the first time you can meet her in the parks. Before it was May from Turning Red with, like, a tail and ears. Like, half transitioning, I guess.
So what you're saying is, it's gonna be May.
that's almost exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, cool.
So you can meet Panda May, and yeah, then of course the regular characters, and things like that. Other news, you are going to get, speaking of meeting characters, I did a segue there.
Oh?
You're gonna get to meet Humphrey the Bear for the first time at Disneyland at Storytellers. Now, you have no experience with Humphrey other than me telling you about him every time we're at DCA.
Yeah, I keep bugging you that he's a fever dream.
I've shown you the commercial. I mean, the cartoon.
Nah.
It's, you pick up the trash and you put it in the bag, bump, bump.
Okay. Anyway, hooray. Hooray for Humphrey, I
guess.
The
only other thing that Humphrey had was in the, he had like the store named after him. And the ranger was like on a billboard, and that's it. But now he's in Storytellers. Yeah. Well, soon he's going to be in Storytellers.
Yeah, the Hanna-Barbera bear and ranger was a lot more successful.
Yes, this is. I think that's why he didn't last very long.
Yes.
but he was kind of another antagonist to Donald in some of his stuff, and Chip and Dale. Yeah. Movies and TV shows. We got some trailers.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, so most exciting, well, one of the most exciting ones I thought was the Mall trailer came out.
Yeah, Mall looks pretty good. You're not going shopping. You're in Star Wars, and it's...
Oh, yeah, I was like, you're not going shopping. I'm so confused. As in Darth, yes.
Yeah. This is kind of in between Clone Wars and Rebels.
Right.
Because he comes back in Rebels, if you didn't know. We hadn't watched that far in Rebels, but I did know this.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of a crime lord or something, but the animation looks outstanding.
Looks so good. Yeah.
And yeah, looks pretty cool.
Like some pretty cool fight scenes. Mm-hmm. We were talking before about with Lucasfilm being under new leadership and just characters that you said that Felicity's a little bit extra precious about.
Mm-hmm.
And Maul would be another good example. Darth Maul would be another
good
example.
Well, yeah, he brought him back from the dead, which was probably good. He was so wasted in Phantom Menace.
Yes.
Like, it was kind of Boba Fett-y in the original trilogy, how he was so limited and was really cool. Maul was like that even more so.
Yeah.
He was only in one movie and whatever, and he got cut in half, but somehow... Somehow returns.
Oh, yeah, they all explain in Clone Wars.
They do that. They do that in Star Wars.
It's so, fine. So and somehow
returns.
And yet he returned.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I have any other news.
I thought you were going to talk about more trailers. I don't even know what other trailers came out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you care about the Devil Wears Prada.
I don't.
How about, this is the other one I want to talk about. Daredevil. Born
Again
trailer.
Yes. There you go.
I knew there were two. I was like, there's a Marvel and a Star Wars. Yes.
That looked good.
It really did. And Jessica Jones. Yeah. I mean, we knew she was coming.
Yeah.
But she's in the
announced
trailer.
Announced and she's in the trailer. It's just good.
Yep.
It's
I'm good excited. Stuff. This one I'm really excited about. I'm excited about both of these, actually. So, yeah. Do you have any other news?
I don't know. Yeah. Daredevil's coming soon.
Yeah. Right away. Let's head to the main topic then.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah, yeah. Disney A grab bag. Okay, speaking of movies and so on, the Academy Awards. We're big awards fans, and well, the Oscars specifically, and the nominees came out a bit ago, and we just thought we would talk about what the Best Picture nominees were.
Yeah.
And then
all
any
the
other standouts.
All the other award shows are just to help you try and pick your winners for the Oscars. That's the way I see it. They don't mean nothing.
They mean nothing. So I thought we would just kind of like briefly talk about what you've noticed about the nominees, and then just kind of the Best Picture nominees.
Okay, well, we haven't watched most of them yet, so this will be interesting.
And just any standout comments that you want to make. Like, for example, animated feature film. We have some Disney. Well, we have a Disney and an... Elio was Pixar, right?
Elio was Pixar.
Elio's not going to win.
I'm honestly surprised it was even nominated.
Yeah. Zootopia 2 is nominated. K-pop Demon Hunters was nominated.
Zootopia 2 is less surprising. It was very well received and is making a metric ton of money.
Mm-hmm. We also have a brand new category, casting.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like casting should have probably had an award a long time ago.
Right.
And I would like to see the stunt award be actually part of everything as well.
I agree, because that's a thing.
It's just as important as a lot of things like VFX and sound and editing. Like,
I totally agree.
It's a very highly specialized skill, and good stunts make better movies. So,
it's true. Yeah. So I'm excited to see this category, and I agree, should have been before. There are other things, like there's actually a lot of talk around like best original song this year, which seems random until you realize two of the nominees' songs are like integral to the movie itself. The big snubs that people were talking about is Wicked 2 wasn't nominated for anything.
Yeah,
we actually haven't seen it.
They shoved two original songs in that to be a kind of Oscar bait, and I don't know if they split the vote or if they're just really not that good. It was the original songwriter from the Broadway production, so I don't know. I'm still reserving judgment. We haven't seen it.
No, but I want to.
It's not because we didn't want to. It's just the timing of everything. I don't know.
Yeah, but no, yes, I totally agree.
The two you're talking about, of course, is K-pop Demon Hunters and Sinners.
Yes.
Both songs that are nominated are, like, inform the plot like quite a bit,
yeah,
so I think that's a lot better than having an original song that plays during the credits, which is often the case, and I think that's stupid. So
I don't like that. Cool,
one of those is gonna win more than likely, and that is good.
I actually purposely have not listened to the Sinners one yet because we haven't watched it yet, and I don't want it to like inform anything. Have listened to the K-pop Demon Hunters one a lot though.
K-pop Demon Hunter is pretty good.
Yeah, it really is.
So there you go.
Okay, so our Best Picture nominees. I'm just going to go through the list as it appears here. Then we'll talk about the ones we've seen, things like that. Begonia, F1, Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners, and Train Dreams. So it's a full 10 nominees.
Which is good. I think if you're going to make it eligible for 10, you could probably find 10 movies that deserve at least some highlighting.
I understand, like, the process, and, you know, sometimes you only end up with 9, but it's a full 10, and you should have 10.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've seen a couple. So far, we randomly watched Train Dreams over the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, a crazy random happenstance. And it was fine.
We talked about watching Sinners when it first came out, and we just never got to it.
No, we didn't.
I guess we'll get to it. I'm just kind of going backwards. Had not heard of... Have you heard of Sentimental Value? Because I hadn't.
I believe it is a foreign language film starring actually some names, which is unusual. Stellan Skarsgård, chief among them. And I think there's some others, actually, but we haven't seen it yet, obviously.
But love Skarsgård. Well, the whole Skarsgård family, honestly.
There's two foreign language films nominated for Best Picture.
I know.
And there were supposed to be three.
What was the other one?
I forget what it's called, but it is nominated for Best Foreign Language. It's probably not going to win, though.
Yeah. Unless the other two split the vote.
Maybe. I don't know.
Then there is The Secret Agent.
That's the other one that's nominated. That's a Brazilian film, I believe. Oh, okay.
Then there is One Battle After Another.
And this one is probably going to win the award. We haven't seen it yet.
With a question mark in her voice. See, this is surprising to me because when it was first advertised, I was like, oh, it's like a Leo action movie, whatever. And then everyone was just raving and raving about it.
It's very topical. I understand. Okay. So,
I see, I see.
Yeah. Why would happen? Like, a well-done topical movie, unlike the last one that Leo tried to do, Look Up, which was kind of ham-fisted and cheesy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
This one's much better.
Okay.
From what I understand, obviously.
Yeah, we're going to...
Not having seen it, I don't have my own opinion, but that's
but
just
we
the,
will see it.
The word on the street.
That makes sense. Then we have Marty Supreme.
Yeah.
This is the one with... Wait, who's in this one?
Timmy Chalamet.
Oh, Chalamet is in this one. Yeah. That's right.
Uh-huh.
And this one they're advertising now. Then we have Hamnet. We have seen this one.
We did.
I loved it.
It's
based on a book. Did you know?
It is. Yes. Yes, it is.
Sorry, I just keep saying that.
It is based on a book. It's Shakespeare.
Well, it's
and he's in love, but it's not Shakespeare
no,
in love.
No, not that one.
It's which did win Best Picture.
It did.
One of the more derided Best Picture winners. I don't think it aged that well.
I've seen it like more recently than you probably. Even when it won, I wasn't watching Oscars as religiously as that, but I had seen that one, and I was like, I love that movie. But really?
Yeah. Hamnet's a lot better.
Hamnet's gorgeous.
You do need to be a little bit of a Shakespeare fan, and it's a little bit dry in the middle.
See, I didn't think so.
I may have been struggling to keep my eyes open in the middle.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's the production value is very strong. The acting's unreal. And it's good. Like, I'm not...
I was saying, because so we went with your parents, and like, everyone was good. Everyone can understand Shakespeare, things like that. They don't speak like Shakespearean plays for most of it.
No.
Except
when they're doing the Shakespearean play.
Yeah, exactly. But then, like, I study Shakespeare, and I'm a massive Shakespeare nerd. Actually, like, yes, they fictionalize a lot of stuff.
Of course.
But
it is
a movie, but, like, it's not like, you know, the reimagining of Wuthering Heights or anything like that. Like, it's...
Oh, that's very romantic.
Oh, though. It's something. it's, like, pretty close. Like, what is known about Shakespeare's marriage and his children and things like that is, like, it's pretty close. And they don't, like, it's more done as a period piece drama about, like, this writer and his family.
He's a tortured writer. And
yeah, and most of it's from his wife's perspective, honestly.
Yeah, she's the main character.
Yeah.
The guy that plays Shakespeare was actually not nominated for an acting role of any kind, but I believe they were putting him forth as supporting actor, which is very interesting.
Oh, that's bizarre.
That's what I hear.
I'm always interested in that, like, decision. Or when you have equal placing for, like, when Wicked, they did the nominations for Wicked, and it's like they put one forward as a supporting and one forward as a lead. And I'm like, how do you do that? Like, how do you do it?
Well,
you don't want to split the vote.
You pick and choose, and yeah. But that's what I heard. Anyway, I do believe his wife is the main character.
Oh, I 100%. They don't even use his name for a big part of it until you get further. But, so anyway, as a Shakespeare nerd, I loved this movie. Frankenstein, which we really, really want to see. Guillermo del Toro, in my world, can do very little wrong. And, I heard really good things about this.
For the most part.
I said very little. I didn't say wrong.
He's a good director.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I heard mostly good reviews from this when it first came out. This is just another one we just didn't get around to watching yet.
Yeah. And it's on Netflix, so it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy to watch.
Yep. F1, of the nominations for me.
One of the movies that came out this year.
Yeah.
Looks like cars going around a track with Brad Pitt.
Yep.
Cool. I think it's going to be fun.
I think it's going to be fun, too.
I was the most shocked to see this on the list. I probably would not have voted for it if I had a vote. Sight unseen, not very fair of me to say,
no.
But I think it's... I think it's probably fine.
And then the last one, I agree. And then the last one nominated is Begonia.
And I had heard of this quite a bit.
And see, I hadn't.
Before. It's supposed to be very weird.
Okay, I like weird. Oh, weird good or weird bad?
I guess that depends on the person watching it. I don't know. It's out there.
Okay.
That's the word on the street for this one. I think I'm going to like it, but we'll see.
We'll see. One thing I did want to point out. I know I talked about Hamnet for a while just because that is the one we've most recently seen. I had heard of more of these than I usually hear of Oscar nominees. Normally, Best Picture nominees, I have heard of one or two. There's only one or two I hadn't heard of in this.
The foreign language ones.
And Begonia. I guess so there were three I hadn't heard of.
You had heard of Begonia before it was nominated, 100%.
I don't remember.
Yeah, well, that's on you.
Well, okay. No, that's fair. But I'm like, it's interesting. The
general public probably hadn't heard of it, but you definitely
had. I definitely had. I believe you. Mm-hmm. But all the rest, I'm like, oh, I saw a million trailers for this. Oh, I heard about this. Oh, I got a lot of feedback.
Yeah, like, Marty Supreme's a perfect example. It is very much an Oscar bait movie, more traditional mm-hmm. style, but because Timothy Chalamet is in it and he's chasing his Oscar like a young Leo did once upon a time, yep. It's getting a big marketing push.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm seeing trailers for it daily, like many trailers for it daily. And we actually don't watch that much TV where you see trailers for things.
Yeah, mostly sports and things yeah. like that. So, yeah.
To be fair, I don't think I had heard of Train Dreams before we actually watched it. But the fact that the fact that we watched it with my family and they had heard of it, like it must be
it got a little,
somewhere.
It got a little bit of a push on Netflix. Well, it wouldn't have been nominated if Netflix hadn't put forth the money to campaign for it, I guess. So
anyway, I thought it was interesting. They're definitely bringing out some more popular movies, though, I guess is the...
No, Wicked didn't get nominated.
Popular.
Oh, wait, that was Wicked Part One. Yeah, okay.
And it did get nominated, I think.
Okay. There you go.
Got nominated for some stuff, anyway. I thought that was interesting.
The big news, though, is Sinners, which you didn't...
No, I was going to come back to the fact that we really wanted to watch Sinners when it came out.
Yeah.
We didn't get to it. It's still very high on my list. We're a little nervous, though, especially like you said.
Well, I don't want to go into it with too high of expectations and be disappointed. I thought the whole concept sounded really awesome. I was really excited to see it when it first came out. I didn't know that it was going to become this a big awards juggernaut because the big news is that it...
Perfect transition.
Yeah. ...has... broken the record for most nominations previously held by Titanic.
Mm-hmm. By two.
By two. Now, with the proviso that it does include the new casting award.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
But by two, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. That's why it matters that it beat it by two.
Yeah.
Which I found super, super interesting. And now I'm worried that my expectations are going to be too high for it.
I don't know. I think a high concept vampire movie with period piece and racial undertones would be right up my alley.
Yeah,
so
I
would be surprised if I don't think it's as good as a lot of people do. So I don't know. I'm very excited.
But like a lot of these movies, I was like, oh, I wanted to watch that anyway. Oh, I would be good to watch that anyway. Like, and this was one that I would really wanted to watch. I literally, the only reason was because we didn't have access to it when it first came out.
Well, we were doing stuff.
Because we were doing stuff. And then it was in theaters and we don't have a theater right here and so on. And it was just one of those things that we just didn't get to. So like...
And it's not on one of the streaming services that we currently subscribe to, but we shall.
Yes, yes. We are going to be like planning and watching all
this
stuff.
We're going to find all these movies... By hook or by crook.
Yeah, no, we'll watch them all.
Probably by crook. you didn't hear that, FBI. Go away.
No, definitely not. I have no idea what you're talking about. So anyway, yes, that is pretty exciting that it beat all these records. We have a lot of genre films in the Best Picture nominees, was the other thing I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, and we should have had one more, I think. Again,
I agree. I think one genre film should have been replaced with another.
We still haven't seen this one either, so maybe we're just talking.
We were excited to see, and it was getting a lot of good, like both popular but also critical response. Whereas again, we're not the target audience for F1.
No.
And I was surprised to see it nominated.
I would replace that with what we're talking about, which is Weapons.
Weapons.
Which is another horror film that was very highly regarded. Yes. Yeah.
So. But I mean, like, yeah. We still have more than one genre film. Last year, it was kind of crazy because The Substance was considered the first horror film nominated in a very long time.
Right.
And it was amazing. It was so good. I absolutely loved it. And now we've got, like, Sinners is considered a horror film. And we've got Frankenstein.
Right.
Right? And F1's an action movie.
And Guillermo del Toro Frankenstein is more horror than most Frankensteins would be.
And most people who have watched it said if you've read the book, it's, like, incredibly close to the book. Like, in terms of tone and gothic, because, of course, also, that's what Guillermo del Toro does.
from the trailer, yes, he's a very good gothic literature type director. But from the trailers, yes, it seems way closer to the book than any Frankenstein adaptation I've ever seen.
No, and I love, like, that book,
The book is a lot better than the... type of green monster with bolts in his neck type of thing that you typically are expecting Hollywood to do.
Thanks, 1930s.
Don't get me wrong. I like Universal Monsters.
I mean, me too. It's like, it's a different thing.
It's a different thing. Yeah. This is good.
Yeah. So I was excited to see this from the minute they started advertising it. And I'm going to be excited to watch it. And now we have a reason to watch it. And like you said, it's on Netflix. It's really easy. We're just going to watch it one night.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you have anything, other standouts or anything you wanted to notice? You wanted to mention that you noticed with the awards nominees?
Not really. It was good to see that Avatar wasn't nominated for a whole heck of a lot. It got visual effects, which...
It should get visual effects.
It should. It should probably win. Mm-hmm. Because it is gorgeous, but, like, the last two Avatar movies were nominated for Best Picture.
And I didn't even have a problem with the first one being nominated. The second one, I was very much...
Well, the first one won.
Yeah, that's right. I had a problem with that.
I have a problem with the plot of Avatar quite a bit. It's not very good, frankly. So,
yeah, we're like not huge Avatar fans.
I actually liked the third one more than the other two.
I liked the first one more than the second, and I liked the third one more than the second. Second was my least favorite.
Yeah, the second one's quite terrible.
I think if I'm just watching them, probably the third one I would also say is my favorite. But I liked the first one because it was like a spectacle. It was such a spectacle.
Yeah,
and that's just what I remember.
The first one works because it's like introducing you to the world and you got a lot of cool stuff going on. I guess I say the third one I like the best because I was going in with bare bones expectations.
That's true.
And it exceeded those bottom tier expectations, so I guess that's
why I will say a lot of my students who talk movies with me loved Avatar, like they love all the Avatar movies, and are shocked when I'm like,
very.
That's fine. It's a spectacle, though. I like watching it on the big screen, and it should win visual effects.
The first one is the only 3D movie that was like really blows your mind.
Yeah.
I like 3D movies when they have the cheesy 3D stuff.
Yeah.
Like horror movies do it quite well. But Avatar's the only one that's been like actually good where the effects actually work and they're not just cheesy and they're not out of focus or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a lot, which happens a lot of the time because it's not done properly.
Right.
So
or you can only be looking at one part of the screen to have it in focus.
Would I ever click on Disney Plus and boot up an Avatar movie? Absolutely not.
No, I also agree with that. I don't have a problem with them except that they are so popular, I guess.
Well,
so it makes me like them less.
they've made an enormous sum of money. Even
Is good.
Avatar 3 is not making close to the other two. Both of the other two broke 2 billion worldwide. This one's not even going to break 1.5.
Right. Would you expect that the second one would have been... Would it have made so much money if it hadn't come out so much longer after the first one? Like, how much did nostalgia have to do with it?
It's tough to say because the conversation at the time that it did come out was like, oh, man, Avatar came out so long ago, who cares about it anymore?
Okay, all right, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
And that's true, like... For such a huge movie, the cultural impact of the Avatar franchise has been quite minimal. I think, actually, the cultural impact of Part 3 has been more. I've seen a lot more memes about the new villain.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This time around than I have.
Well, it was a lot more interesting.
It was. The plot was a lot better. I don't know.
Yeah. We could have spent more time hanging out there. Maybe they needed more of a division between 2 and 3, and then I would have been... I'm not talking time. Like, this is part 2 story. This is part 3 story. Then maybe I would have...
Well, the trouble is part 2 and 3 were actually written as one.
Yeah.
So that's probably why 2 kind of sucks.
Right.
Is half a movie, and 3 is the kind of conclusion.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah.
Now, they're both way too long, so...
Yes.
You'd have to be real
win for editing.
Really, real choosy with what you're putting in there to make it one movie. But I don't know.
Yeah, it should not win for editing. It could have much stronger editing.
We can talk about Avatar less because it didn't get nominated.
That's true. That is true. I'm excited. I like the Oscars. Every year we do an Oscars show where we talk about what Disney won, but more than that, we have our Disney A Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have such categories as best blue character in an animated film, or best clothing transition in a Disney film, or best Lin-Manuel Miranda song that is not from Hamilton. Mm. Those are just off the top of my head. I don't remember what other categories, but yeah.
You go a little freestyle with that.
Yeah, I make the categories and pick the nominees, and you have to pick the winners.
Right.
Yes, so... We've done 3, and I'm sure, or 4, and I'm sure we'll do another one here right away. When it's time.
It'll be time sooner than you think.
Mm-hmm. Have anything else to add?
No, just numbers in my Excel spreadsheets.
Boo.
That's an accounting joke.
Okay, well, I'm going to cut you off there. So that is our show this week. Thank you, Elmule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you hear at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite and not favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you've rated or reviewed our podcast on any of them, Apple Podcasts is, the one that has the most influence. But if you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, you should. Especially, like I said, on the Apple Podcast one. Algorithms.
Apple.
If you know someone who might like listening to us, like if you're in Sarnia, for example.
Yeah, I mean, look, just put it on in City Hall in Sarnia, I guess. I don't know. Go for it.
Please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. I have no idea what the next episode will be. And I have no idea when we're going to do it. You're traveling for work again.
Yeah, but I'm here next weekend.
Oh, are you? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I don't have to leave till maybe halftime of Super Bowl.
Well, I was thinking we would talk some Super Bowl, but maybe it would be better to talk about it after Super Bowl happens. Big trailers.
There's
going to
be
like
big trailers and stuff, yes.
Big trailers and stuff like that.
No,
so.
I do think that we will have time before the Super Bowl, because I don't leave till that Sunday evening at some point.
Right.
Depending on how late I want to push it, if I want to watch the whole Super Bowl. Depends on the weather.
That's
all
true.
These things.
Mm-hmm. We live in Canada in the mountains. The weather determines a lot.
The week after that, different story. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right, so I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
you're saying is it's going to be May.
That's almost exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, cool.